Welcome back to Seismic Podcasting. This is the show where I'll be showing you, as founders and decision makers, how to get the most out of podcasting to drive your bigger mission and make the change in the world that you seek. In today's episode, I'm either going to introduce you to a framework of making sure that you stick with something if you haven't heard of it, or if you have, then this will be an opportunity to reframe what you already know. I am referring to Atomic Habits. This is a framework written about by James Clear in his book with the same title. It's called Atomic Habits. And if you haven't read it yet, I've spoken about it on the show before. I've recommended it. I really wholeheartedly recommend that you check it out. It's one of the best books I've ever read. It's a bestseller for a good reason. In fact, here's a little aside that I didn't know, a little life hack for you. If a book comes out in paperback form, it's probably very, very good. Okay, here's something I didn't know. Initial presses of books go out as hardbacks, and when they sell lots of copies, they're top sellers, they're multi, you know, international top-selling books, they will then be issued in paperback form. I don't fully understand why, but there it is. Now, let's look at why this is important. Okay, when we start a podcast, as we've mentioned on the show before, one of the biggest and most difficult hurdles to clear is just keeping the thing going, staying consistent and actually playing the long game. But if you can overcome that hurdle, you reap the rewards of what a great podcast can bring in the name of trust, the spreading of your message, and building that tribe of loyal followers. So Atomic Habits is all about making small, consistent changes that lead to big results. James Clear outlines four laws of behavior change that can help us build effective habits. And this applies to all walks of life. And these laws are: 1, make it obvious. 2, make it attractive. 3, make it easy. And 4, make it satisfying. So let's see how we can apply these principles to podcasting once we start to dig into them a little bit deeper, and how you can make the creation of your podcast a habit. Okay, so first, let's talk about making it obvious. There's a couple of things that you can do here. You can set a clear podcasting schedule, whether it's the recording, the editing, promoting. Have time set aside each week. Having a set time for each task just helps make podcasting a part of your routine, much like you would schedule in time in your calendar for anything else that you do. I don't know about you, but personally, if something's not in my calendar, it's probably not going to happen. The second thing you can do is create a dedicated workspace that signals it's time to focus on making your podcast. Now, we have spoken about this in previous episodes, about having a setup that works for you, that is easy to access and means you don't have to go through too much of a technical growth learning curve to get set up and going. I mean things like leaving your microphone and camera set up and ready to just easily pull out. That's a really good way to do this. And the third thing is to use visual reminders. Now, an example of this might be things like a to-do list with automated notifications and reminders. Now, that's really going to be personal preference, whether you like working like that, whether you like having tech work for you like that. I actually personally don't. I try and minimize the amount of notifications in my life, but I know for some people that is very useful. Now, once you've made it obvious, the next thing to do is to make it attractive. In other words, this means you have to enjoy making it. And I know I've spoken about this before, and you've probably heard about it in hundreds of other contexts. You have to enjoy the process. Now, this comes right back down to when you're crafting the concept for your show. What is it you're going to get really excited about making? If you don't create a show that you enjoy sitting down to record, believe me, you're gonna stop. So you have to make it something you enjoy. Next up, we need to make it easy. Okay, now this is not quite the same as making it obvious. Podcasting has many steps. And just breaking down those production tasks into smaller, bite-sized, more manageable tasks is a great way to do this. So instead of seeing it as one big project, even on a per episode basis, one episode can be considered quite a big project. View it as a series of small, manageable steps. So you've got the recording, you've got the script writing, you've got booking your guests, you've got the edit. I could go on and on. But make sure you break it down to small, manageable chunks that you're making time for. And then you can start to systemize certain things. You can start to automate. You can start to outsource. You can use templates for your show notes or your social media posts to save time. I know that for many of you doing what you do, this is not going to be news to you. You probably do these kind of things, these time-saving efficiency exercises all over the place in your organization. So treat your podcast the same. The great news is there is an ever-growing number of tools to make that happen. But I would say with that, beware of the downsides to this. Because once the systemization actually prevents you from being creative, it's very easy to make a show that's stale and, funnily enough, unenjoyable to make. Things get a bit too clinical, too cookie cutter, and it can feel quite soulless. Avoid this. Make sure that there's still plenty of room to get creative. That's actually exactly what limitations and boundaries are for. They are there to carve out the shape and the box with which we can be creative, not simply follow a cookie cutter process. I spoke about this in quite a lot of detail a couple of episodes ago when we were dissecting Stephen Bartlett's approach with his new Flight Studio podcast production company. The final thing is to make it satisfying. Now, again, this is not the same as making it attractive. This is about tracking your progress and celebrating the small wins along the way and finding the rewards that you like. So you could either do this within the show directly by doing things like reading through audience feedback and comments and then engaging with those people some more. I absolutely love that approach. It's something personally I find really fulfilling. It's definitely a good approach if you're at that point of getting a fair bit of engagement from your show. And that might not happen right away. In fact, the lack of it can be a demotivator. So you need to use your best judgment whether or not this is going to be a suitable reward for you. So until that time comes, then you can look for rewards outside of the show. Think about something that you really enjoy doing anyway, completely unrelated to your podcast. How about only doing that thing after you publish a new episode? Get that dopamine system working in your favor and to support good habits like publishing new episodes. Think about it like training a dog, except the dog is you and the trainer is also you. Now let's look at an example, and one I would point to. I'm not sure if we've mentioned this podcast on the show before, but it's one that I do personally quite like. It's called Practical Stoicism. It's hosted by Tanner Campbell. I believe it's now owned by Glassbox Media, but it did start very much independently. One guy in his room and a mic talking about what he loves. So Tanner, first of all, he set a very clear weekly schedule with which to release episodes. And he publicly announced that to his audience as well. So there was immediately accountability built in. He made it easy by having a super simple setup that he could take wherever he wanted. And we know this because some episodes come from hotel rooms. He made it attractive by doing a show on a very niche subject that he's deeply passionate and knowledgeable about, meaning he could keep making that show even if no one was listening to it. And finally, he made it satisfying by engaging with audience interactions very early on and making that a part of the show, bringing us along for the journey, sharing the success and the milestones. He talks about how much satisfaction the show gives him in the podcast. People like to be a part of that. I like to be a part of that. I want to be on his side. I want to cheer him on. I want his show to do well. We get invested. We start to take pride. And importantly, they share it with other people. Now, you're going to get bored of me saying that, but this is the key. Word of mouth is so, so important. The previous episode on sponsorship digs into this really deeply, but I'm just touching it again. It might seem slow and archaic and just really painful to trust, but ultimately, it comes back down to that thing. People do not like ads, these quick pay for clicks that, you know, millions of impressions and all these zeros and all these big flashy numbers. They do not represent what people, real human beings, think of those ads. But what they do like instead is a personal recommendation from someone they trust. And that is what we're trying to achieve. Now, I'm going to caveat all of this because building habits is not without challenges. This is a good system, but it's still going to rely on you executing it. Time management and burnout, these are common issues. You can overcome these by prioritizing tasks and taking breaks, because remember, it's about progress, not perfection. So keep going even when these setbacks occur, but be kind to yourself. Don't put yourself under tons and tons of pressure. So just to wrap up, applying the principles of atomic habits to podcasting, it involves making small, consistent changes that lead to big results through a compounding effect. So start by making your podcasting tasks obvious, attractive, easy, and satisfying. Remember, it is a journey. It is a marathon, not a sprint. And I'll keep saying that until I'm blue in the face. So as ever, please do let me know what you thought of this episode. You can drop me an email on sam.turner@soundquake.co.uk. Or if you're listening on Spotify, you can use the Q&A function built into there. Keep sharing this with your fellow founders and those within your team. Perhaps it's your marketing team who you want to take the lead on making the company podcast. I sincerely hope that you do, because the world needs to hear messages and stories from organizations and people like you. Podcasting is a fabulous platform for doing just that. So if you're thinking about it, take the plunge, make a podcast, make it seismic. Thank you.